Good evening, everybody. Washington County Little League All-Stars is on the air. Today's game in 5070 Baseball is Washington County versus Brian Harvey. Is made possible by Dominant Associates, Woodson Lumber Company, Schleider Furniture and Mattress, Blinn College, Cody Real Estate, Bluebell Creamery, Wellman Insurance, BVR Materials, Mr. Windshield, Citizen State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Kendra Dial, Felder's By and By, Boo Kristen Inn with Hody Real Estate, K&H Portable Toilets, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Computer Helpers, La Morelos Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Plan North Architecture, HEB in Brenham, Bilski Waterwell Service, Brenham National Bank, Whitner Plumbing, Nicholson Lake Road RV Park, Whataburger in Brenham, Tilleman General Contractor, Seidel Schrader, Miller Electric, The Paint Warehouse, Double D Glass Services, Altman Dentistry, Guadalajara Restaurant, Redstone Custom Homes, and Thrive and Financial Group. We'll go to the field, dear pregame host Stephen Drain, after these words from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League sectional tournament.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
And welcome, everybody. We're out here in Bryan, Texas, over at Midtown Park for some Little League sectional action. Washington County will be taking on Brian Harvey tonight. This will be in 5070 baseball sectional. So both teams, only two teams in the sectional tonight. So this will be best two out of three. Game one tonight, our first pitch scheduled for 7 o'clock is Washington County's out on the field warming it up now, and we'll take a break after 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory. Century.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Summertime is color time. This summer, why not spend your time off with a home improvement project? You can use this time to try one of the most popular DIY projects, painting. And you can find your favorite color with one of America's most popular paints, Benjamin Moore. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com. That's thepaintw.com.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
And welcome back to Midtown Park here in Bryan, Texas. We're on pregame action as we get ready, set to watch Washington County take on Brian Harvey here. A little bit of background on intermediate baseball. It's 50-70. Branches them up into the big fields where you go to 60-90. So Major Little League is played with a 60-foot pitching mound. They stretch it out just a little bit for this 50-70. Of course, the words stay at all, 50 feet on the pitching mound, 70 feet on the bases, so a seven-inning game, so prepares these kids as they advance up to the big field. So a lot of different age groups can compete in this. We've probably got a couple 11, 12-year-olds along with some 13-year-olds in this age group. So we'll have all the action for you here shortly, but right now we'll take a break and send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
In a world where banks are bought, sold, and renamed, one thing still matters: who you trust with your banking needs. At Citizens State Bank, our name hasn't changed, and neither has our commitment to our community. Local people, local decisions, real relationships. We've been your hometown bank for over 100 years, and we're not going anywhere. Citizens State Bank, proudly serving our community since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
And welcome back out here to Bryan, Texas, as we're waiting action for Washington County versus Brian Harvey, 50-70 baseball. We're at Midtown Park. If you haven't ever had a chance to make it out here, nice little complex, all AstroTurf fields out here. We're just on the backside of where the Brazos Valley Bombers Stadium is, so give you a little bit of location where we're at. It is nice and sunny and clear and hot out here today. I can tell you we're going to be in the sun for a while over here. Good thing I brought my suntan lotion with me so that way I don't get too burnt out here. But we're all set up waiting for action here. Washington County's completed their infield action. Brian Harvey out there taking infield right now. And we'll be back with more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TillemanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
And welcome back as we're pregame action here. Washington County taking on Brian Harvey. We're over in Bryan, Texas, Midtown Park. And we'll go around the sectional tournaments real quick and go through all of them if we can. Minor baseball over at Brenham and down there at Dahlmeyer Field. Washington County taking on College Station tonight. 7 o'clock first pitch on that game also. That is a loser bracket game. Winner of that one will go on to face Lufkin in the championship game tomorrow. First game for championship game will be at 7 o'clock, Dahlmeyer Field. Should Washington County or College Station beat Lufkin in that game, then they will go to a championship game that will be played on Friday at 7 o'clock if needed. Over in 11U baseball, Washington County was eliminated in 11-year-old baseball by Lufkin. Lufkin went on to defeat Western Hills 2 games to win the championship on 11U baseball. Lufkin advances on to the state tournament. Over in Major Baseball, they're playing that one over at Midtown Park right here behind us. So got a game going on right there behind us. Lufkin and Western Hills playing right now, and then Brian Harvey will play Columbus at 8 o'clock tonight. So, of course, we have 5070 baseball action going on for you. Washington County, Brian Harvey. This will be end up being best 2 out of 3 here. Only 2 teams in the sectional tournament over here in the 5070 division. So just 2 teams. Winner and loser will both advance and play again tomorrow night, and I believe we'll have all that action here for you on KWHI. We'll have a 5:30 pregame on that one with a 6 o'clock first pitch. If the loser of the first game should win that, they'll play a double hitter tomorrow night. That second game will start 30 minutes after game one. So with all that action covering the sectional tournaments, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company has been helping local families find the perfect seat for generations. From cheering in the bleachers to relaxing together after the game, comfort is where memories are made. Visit Schleider's in downtown Brenham for quality furniture, trusted brands, and hometown service you can count on. The only thing better than a great seat at the ballpark is a great seat at home. Tonight's Little League game is brought to you by Schleider Furniture and Mattress.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Every Little Leaguer dreams of rounding the bases and making it home. And just like baseball, some of life's greatest memories happen there. Family dinners, backyard games, and cheering each other on. When you're ready to build a home where those moments last a lifetime, choose Redstone Custom Homes. The best runs end at home, and so do the best days. Redstone Custom Homes, built on faith, built on vision, built for you. Call Redstone Custom Builders today.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
And welcome back over here to Midtown Park here in Bryan, Texas. We get set for action. Washington County All-Stars versus Brian Harvey All-Stars tonight. 5070 baseball action for you. We'll go over our game time weather update. Right now, temperature 93 degrees. Feels like 94. Feels more like 105 the way it feels here in the sun. Wind south-southeast at 5 miles an hour. Humidity 39%. Crystal clear skies over here. No rain in sight for us, so we don't have to worry about any rain tonight. Just going to have to worry about the heat a little bit. I do have a little bit of breeze that's blowing in from left field, blowing kind of across the field left to right as we sit here behind home plate. So umpires are back here. They're getting all their information from the scorekeepers back here. And with that, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
All aboard!
And welcome back. We're out here at Midtown Park, Bryan, Texas, getting ready for some 50-70 Little League Baseball sectional action coming at you. We'll go over the roster for the Washington County Little League. Number 2, Brody Service. Number 8, Brody Parsons. Number 13, Cooper Krennick. Number 4, Edward Cross. Number 6, Elijah Fuller. Number 9, Foster Parker. Number 8, Jake Church. Number 5, Kingston Frankie. Number 1, Parker Adams. Number 14, Reese Mahalik. Number 16, Ronald Castillo. And number 11, Wyatt Schramm. Don't have all the lineups just yet as they're using the Game Changer, waiting for Game Changer to update here, but we'll have those starting lineups via the PA announcer here pretty soon, as we're about 10 minutes or so away from first pitch. As we get set for action over here in Bryan, they've got a little game going on over there at Bombers Field. We can watch from where we're at, kind of see that live action. Got another major sectional game going on behind us also. So you might hear a lot of heard a lot of fans already back there, so they must be having an exciting game on the field right behind us. Kind of a little threeplex of fields over here, and we're in the one that faces due west. So we got the sun looking right at us today. It's going to be there for a while until it gets down behind the trees over there, and then hopefully it'll cool down just a little bit for us over here. But as we wait for action to get ready, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League Board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League sectional tournament.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
Yeah. And welcome back out here to Bryan Midtown Park as we're getting ready for Washington County Little League action tonight. We got 50-70 baseball coming at you. Kind of a, I know when my kids were coming through Little League, 50-70 was brand new at the time. Never participated in that with our kids. Always did, went from majors in the junior league division when we did that. So 50-70, fairly new. It's a intermediate distance, prepares everybody for the 60-90 full-size baseball field. Fences are only 225 feet here, so we may see a couple home runs hit today on this field. Pitching-wise, 50 feet may limit some of the speed that you might see if you were at the closer distance of the 40 feet that they pitch at the major division, which is going on behind us right now. But 57 baseball on tap for you tonight, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Saturday mornings at the ballpark, team pictures, extra innings, post-game ice cream. Those are the moments kids remember. And you can keep making memories long after the final out with a family getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park in Chapel Hill. Peaceful, family-friendly, and the perfect place to unwind. The season may only last a few months, but family memories last forever. Make your next getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park. Proud sponsor of tonight's Little League game.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Tielemann Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction. Visit online at Tielemann Homes. To make your building visions come to life.
And welcome back here to Bryan Midtown Park as the umpires and the teams are headed out to the field for introductions. And as soon as we get those, we'll go to those introductions for you. Right now, everybody getting lined up out there as we're going to be set here for some baseball here shortly. As Washington County is going to be on the first base side tonight. Bryan Harvey on the third base side. They're lined up out on the field, and we're just waiting on the PA announcer here. Get everything set up for you and get everything done. And while they do that, I'm trying to write down lineups for you here. We've got Bryan Harvey's lineup in now. So once we get all this set, we should have everything ready for y'all here shortly. And we'll hang on as we're waiting on the announcer to get back. And as we wait, we'll take a quick break and send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we're our honor to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks Altman Dentistry for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine on and off the field.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham has served this area for over 40 years, specializing in residential, commercial, and industrial plumbing, fixtures, and supplies. They stock Rheem water heaters and Delta and American Standard brand fixtures. For repairs, remodeling, or new construction, your needs will be met at Whitner Plumbing. Call Whitner Plumbing at 836-3700 or stop by their office at 1806 South Market in Brenham. Whitner Plumbing is proud to support the Washington County Little League. License number RMPL 9220.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
And welcome back. We're here at Midtown Park, and as they are announcing the teams, but PA is a little bit low tonight, so we'll try and get all those lineups as we go through the lineup. So we're having our Little League pledge as we speak over there, and we should have a national anthem here shortly for you. As both teams are ready to get started here, look like we're going to be pretty close to being on time tonight for our first pitch. So umpires are at home plate. Coaches coming up to home plate. And looks like we're going to get ready for action here as the teams are headed back to the dugouts. So as they head back to the dugouts, looks like we're going to be ready for some action here. So we'll take one more quick break, and we'll be back with first pitch after a word from our sponsors.
Howdy, folks. Boo Christensen here with Hody Real Estate at 112 West Main in Brenham. Look forward to serving all your real estate needs, including residential, farm and ranch, and commercial. Hody Real Estate will get your property the maximum exposure, and of course, I will give you the ultimate service that you've come to expect in your real estate transactions. Stop by Hody Real Estate on Main Street in downtown Brenham, or give me a call at 979-277-8426.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood HEB. Here, everything's better.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And welcome back as we get set for some action here at Washington County versus Brian Harvey. Coaches having their coaches meeting out there with the umpires, and looks like Washington County getting ready to bat here first, as they'll be the visiting team in the first game tonight. Second game of this series will be played tomorrow. We're going to have a 5:30 pregame with a 6 o'clock first pitch. Over here, we're back at Midtown Park here in Bryan. So as Washington County gets set, looks like on the mound for Brian Harvey is going to be number 35. Is only got a first initial on the lineup from them, last name Willis, so he'll be on the mound for Brian Harvey. Tall right-handed pitcher is warming it up now as he gets set to throw to first batters from Washington County. And as we go through here, we'll get those lineups all set and everything as we get ready for play here. We're a couple warm-up pitches away from first pitch as everybody's out on the field getting ready to go. And looks like now we're going to have national anthem the way it looks. And everybody standing there with their caps off on the field. I believe they're playing the national anthem over at the Bombers Field over there as we wait for that to be over with, and then we'll get started over here. Looks like that was complete over there, as the Bombers look like they're playing a game over there tonight, and they're getting ready for their first pitch, too. Must have had a 7 o'clock start over there. Much like us over here as we're getting warmed up, ready to go here. So catcher's got the ball. He'll throw it down to second base, and umpire's putting his mask on, so we're about ready to go for action here. Looks like leading it off for Washington County tonight is going to be Wyatt Schramm. He'll step in there from the right side, facing a right-handed pitcher. And catcher's out talking to his pitcher out there, and everything's getting set. We're almost ready for first pitch action here. And Schramm will step in. Right-handed batter facing the right-handed pitcher from Brian Harvey. First pitch is on its way, and it's a fastball swung on and missed for strike one. So Willis had come set, his next pitch is on its way. Another fastball swung and missed for a strike two. So Schramm down, no balls and two strikes here on first batter for Washington County. We're in the top of the first. Next pitch swung on. This ball will be fouled off to the right side, out of play. So count stays, no balls and two strikes. So Schramm will step back in there. 0-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be a curveball swung on and missed for strike three. So Schramm will go down on strike for out number one for Washington County. Going to bring up to bat number eight, Parker Adams. So Adams steps in. The Brian Harvey coach coming out to talk to the umpire real quick. A little confusion on the Game Changer app there as we go through all this. And coaches and umpires getting together. They're working through their Game Changer app. A little confusion to get the game started here as we get set. And we're all got everything figured out. So Adams will step back in there, right-handed batter. One out for Washington County. We're just underway in the top half of the first. First pitch is going to be up high for a ball. One ball, no strike count now on Parker Adams. 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and fouled into the net off to the right side for strike one. Next pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike two. So it takes the count out to one ball, two strikes. That 1-2 pitch is on its way. Curveball up high, taken for ball two. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. So working quickly, 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. So Adams will go down on strikes for out number two for Washington County. Going to bring up to bat number 43, Foster Parker. So Parker will step in from the right side, facing the right-handed pitcher Willis. First pitch, off-speed pitch, going to catch the outside part of the plate for strike one. So Willis working quickly for Brian Harvey. The 0-1 pitch in there for strike two with the fastball. So quickly, no balls and two strikes. As we get a ball flying in from the other field over there, and they'll corral it down, get it thrown back over there. So two outs for Washington County here in the top half of the first inning. The 0-2 pitch on its way to Parker. That's going to be called strike three. So three up, three down for Washington County. And no run scored. So with that, we're complete with a half inning, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TillemanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Schleider Furniture Mattress Company has been helping local families find the perfect seat for generations. From cheering in the bleachers to relaxing together after the game, comfort is where memories are made. Visit Schleider's in downtown Burnham for quality furniture, trusted brands, and hometown service you can count on. The only thing better than a great seat at the ballpark is a great seat at home. Tonight's Little League game is brought to you by Schleider Furniture and Mattress.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park, Bryan, Texas. We're starting the bottom half of the first inning. Washington County goes 3-up, 3-down in the top half of the first. So Brian Harvey will be coming up to bat, as Kingston Frankie will be on the mound for Washington County as he gets his warm-up tosses in here. Waiting on our catcher to get out there, getting his gear on from the first inning as we get set here. Willis for Harvey on the mound, three strikeouts to start his night in the top half of the first inning against Washington County. So we'll see if Kingston Frankie can duplicate that here tonight. As he's getting his warm-up tosses in, and got a little equipment malfunction with the catcher, still working on some equipment down there. And looks like we're trying to get everything fixed up and ready to go. We get in here as Castillo comes in at catcher now with all his equipment on. So Frankie will finish up his warm-up toss as Castillo toss it down to second base. And we're about ready for action here in the bottom half of the first inning. So leading it off for Brian Harvey would be number 11. And he'll step in here against Kingston Frankie. Right-handed batter against a right-handed pitcher. Frankie will work out of the stretch. And he'll come set. First pitch on its way. Fastball in there for strike one. So no ball, one strike count here. In the bottom half of the first inning, no score early on here. So Frankie comes set. And that 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed at the off speed for strike two. So quickly, no balls and two strikes. So Frankie gets a sign from his catcher. Going to come set. 0-2 pitch on its way. Going to be in there. Called strike three. So out number one recorded on the strikeout there by Kingston Frankie. So that's going to bring up to bat number three, T. Spence, for the Brian Harvey All-Stars. Another right-handed batter. He'll step in against Kingston Frankie. First pitch on his way. Swung on and missed for strike one. So far, so good for Kingston Frankie. Four pitches, four strikes. 0-1 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed at the fastball for strike number two. So runs the count out to no balls and two strikes. 0-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on, hit up in the air. Third baseman giving chase down the line, and he's going to run out of room as it just falls outside the fence there. So count stays at no balls and two strikes. Frankie will wait for his outfielders to reset. Stiff on the rubber. Got a sign from his catcher. His delivery is on the way. The 0-2 just down for a ball. He's going to move the count out to one ball and two strikes. So Frankie's set. The 1-2 pitch on its way. This will go outside for ball two. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. So one out here. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. No score. 2-2 pitch on its way down for ball three. So count goes to three balls and two strikes. Frankie looks in. 3-2 pitch on the way. It's going to be outside of ball. It's going to get away from the catcher. So base on balls for Spence as he heads down to first base. So going to bring up to bat number five, Jay Newland. So Castilla is going to go out and talk to Frankie. He'll come back. We're all set. Runner over at first base now. One out. So Frankie looks in, checks a runner over at first. Runner's on the move, and he'll steal second base without a throw. Pitch is down for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. Runner over at second base now for Brian Harvey. Frankie's next pitch is going to hit the batter. So that'll put Newland on over at first base. Going to bring up the bat, 00 L. Vaughn. So runners now at first and second base. One out in the inning. Frankie checks his runners. He's coming. Runner's on the move to third base. Throw by Castillo. Not in time as the runner will slide in there safely. The runner from the first advances over to second. So runner second and third base now. One out in the inning. Frankie trying to work out of a little bit of trouble here. So next pitch, check swing, called strike. So evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So Vaughn steps back in. Frankie gets his sign. Comes set. Pitch on its way. Going to be up high just a little bit for a ball. So runs the count out to two balls and one strike. So Frankie looks in. 2-1 pitch on its way. Going to be just down and off the plate for ball three. So three balls and one strike. So 3-1 count. Runners second and third. One out in the inning. No score. We're in the bottom half of the first. Well, Frankie comes set. His pitch on the way. Swung on and missed for strike two. Going to run the count out full. Three balls and two strikes. Frankie comes set. 3-2 pitch on its way. Swung on a foul back into the screen. Count stays three balls and two strikes. Frankie steps off. Got a sign from Castillo. Comes set. 3-2 pitch on its way. Going to be down for ball four. So that'll load the bases up for Brian Harvey. Going to bring up to bat number 35, M. Willis. So Willis will step in from the left-hand side of the plate. So Castillo go out and have a few words with his infield, get everything set. Looks like Washington County's going to play the infield in, looking to play for that play at home plate on a ground ball. And here comes another foul ball over at us. So Willis steps in. First pitch called, strike one. So count no balls and one strikes now on Willis. Bases are loaded, one out. Washington County trying to get out of jam here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score yet. Next pitch is going to be outside. Nice play by Castillo to stab that one before it got back to the screen. So Willis steps back in, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Kingston Frankie. Pitch is on its way, going to be down for a ball. Runs the count out to two balls and one strike now. Bases loaded, one out in the inning. So Frankie a look in, gets a sign. 2-1 pitch on its way outside for ball three. So count runs to three balls and one strike. So Frankie looks in. He's got a sign. 3-1 pitch coming to Willis. And that one's going to be down for ball four. So that's going to walk in a run for Brian Harvey. Everybody moves up a base. Going to bring up the bat number 27. This is L. Wallace coming up to bat. So Castillo goes out, talks to Kingston Frankie a little bit, try and settle him down here. Base is still loaded, one out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Brian Harvey now with a 1-0 lead. So first pitch coming to Wallace. It catches the outside corner for strike one. So infield still in for Washington County, trying to look for that out at the plate on a ground ball. Frankie comes set. A one pitch is going to be outside for ball one. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So Frankie set his 1-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on. This is hit out to the outfield. Hit to left field. It's going to be over the left fielder's head, off of the wall. One run a score for Brian Harvey. Here comes the other runner around third base. He'll score. Throw gets away from the catcher, so everybody advances up a base. So two runs home for Brian Harvey on the ball hit deep out in the left center field. So Wallace will pull in at second base. Going to bring up the bat for Brian Harvey, number two. E. White. So Brian Harvey jumping out to the 3-0 lead here in the bottom half of the first inning. One out, runners at second and third base. Frankie a step off. Change the signs up a little bit here. So Frankie looks in. He's got his sign from his catcher. Going to try a pickoff over at third base. Not in time as Willis dives back in safely. So Frankie's back up on the rubber. Comes set. Pitch is on its way. That's going to be down in the dirt. Nice block there by Castillo. Keeps it close enough to where the runner cannot advance. So count is one ball and no strikes. One out in the inning for Washington County. Three runs in for Brian Harvey here. We're in the bottom half of the first. 3-0, Brian Harvey. So Frankie's next pitch. This is going to get by the catcher, but it's off the screen. Kind of a narrow backstop here. Going to be kind of hard to score on a pass ball. Going to have to scoot away from the catchers a little bit off to the third base or first base side. That one bounces right back to Castillo. So no chance for the runner to score over there from third base. So two ball, no strike count now. Frankie's 2-0 pitch. That's going to be inside for a ball. So count goes to three balls and no strikes. So Frankie set that 3-0 pitch is on its way in there, called strike one. But I'll take the count out to three balls and one strike. Frankie gets his sign. 3-1 pitch on its way in there, called strike two. So that'll take the count out to three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 count, one out. Runners at second and third base for Brian Harvey. That pitch is in the dirt for ball four. So that'll load up the bases again for Brian Harvey here in the bottom of the first. Going to bring up to bat number eight, Pritchard. And we're going to have a coaching visit by the Washington County coach as he comes out. Going to have a little conversation there with Frankie as they bring the infield in to talk and discuss, try and settle Frankie down a little bit. Still in a little bit of a jam here in the bottom half of the first inning. Brian Harvey's jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Just one out in the inning, still have the bases loaded for Brian Harvey. The umpire's going to stroll out there and break up the conversation. And the runners will go reset to their respective bases. And we'll get stepped. Set for number eight for Brian Harvey as he'll step in. Another right-handed batter. So Frankie comes set. First pitch on its way. This is going to be down low, blocked there by the catcher for Washington County. So one ball, no strike count now. Bases are loaded. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Brian Harvey out to the 3-0 lead over Washington County. So Frankie will come set. Next pitch is on its way. This one's going to be up and outside for ball two. So two balls and no strikes now. So Frankie's got a sign from his catcher. Pitch is on its way. This is down low for ball three. So three balls and no strikes. Nowhere to put the runner here with the bases loaded. So Frankie takes a deep breath, gets back up on the rubber. Looks in. Next pitch is going to be down low for ball four. So that'll bring a run in for Brian Harvey. And we're going to have another visit out to the mound. Coach Frankie comes out. Talking to his pitcher and trying to just settle him down here as we're just early on in this one. We're only in the bottom half of the first inning. And looks like we're going to have a pitching change. With that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds from our sponsor. And looks like we're going to keep it right here as we got a pitch and change for Washington County. So coming on to pitch, we'll try and get that number for you here. So pitch and change happening for Washington County here in the bottom half of the first inning. Looks like on the pitch is going to be number 12, Reese Mahalik. So Mahalik comes on in relief of Kingston Frankie here in the bottom of the first inning. Washington County currently trailing it 4-0. Brian Harvey's got one out, and they got the bases loaded here in the bottom half of the first inning. So Frankie started off the game with a strikeout, and looks like he just lost a little bit of control over there, and then one big hit for Brian Harvey's got us where we're at right now with a 4-0 lead for Brian Harvey. The wind picking up a little bit out there, maybe to give us a little bit of breeze to kind of cool us off where everybody's waiting for that sun to go down behind those trees over there. Nice warm night out here. And we're all set, ready to go here. Stepping in for Brian Harvey, number 13, Kingsbury. So he'll face Reese Mahalik here. First pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. Mahalik started out over at shortstop, comes in and relieves Kingston Frankie, who moves over to shortstop. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Takes the count out to no balls and two strikes. So Mahalik a hit here, no balls and two strikes. One out, bases loaded. And that 0-2 pitch is on its way. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. That'll take us to two outs in the inning. Going to bring up to bat number one, Salazar, for Brian Harvey. He'll step in from the right-hand side of the plate. So base is still loaded. First pitch from Mahalik on its way. That's in there for a strike one. So count no ball and one strike, two outs, bases loaded. Brian Harvey leading it. Bottom half of the first inning, 4-0. 0-1 pitch on its way. Swung on, fouled off the catcher's mask for strike two. So count quickly goes to no balls and two strikes. Mahalik could get the ball back. He gets back up on the rubber. Checks in, got a sign from his catcher. 0-2 pitch on the way. Off-speed pitch stays a little bit high. Salazar probably one of the shorter players on the field. Ball just stayed up high there on him. So 1-2 pitch is on its way. And that's going to be swung on, fouled back into the screen. Count stays one ball, two strike. So Washington County looking to get the third out in the inning. 1-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be just off the outside corner for ball two. Close pitch there. Didn't miss by much. So that'll take the count out to two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be in there, called strike three, and that'll do it. But for Brian Harvey, they're able to score four runs here in the bottom half of the first inning. And your score after one inning of play, it's Brian Harvey 4, Washington County 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
And welcome back over here to Midtown Park here in Bryan, Texas. We got sectional baseball action for you. Washington County, Brian Harvey. Brian Harvey with the 4-0 lead after the first inning. And stepping up the bat for Washington County to lead things off here in the top half of the second will be Ronald Castillo, and he'll take the first pitch outside for ball one. So 1-0 pitch on its way. That's going to be inside for ball two. So Castillo quickly hit two balls and no strikes here. And that 2-0 pitch is going to be up high for ball three. So Willis doesn't waste any time out on the mound. He works very quickly out on the mound. 3-0 pitch on its way, and that's going to be inside for ball four. So four-pitch walk there for Castillo. Washington County with their first base runner tonight. Going to bring up to bat number 15, Kingston Frankie. So Frankie will step in from the right-hand side of the plate. Runner over at first base, nobody out. First pitch is on its way. That's going to be on the outside corner for strike one. So runs the count out to no balls and one strike on Frankie. 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. So 0-2 now on Frankie. Well, it's a check on the runner. 0-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed by Frankie for strike three. So Frankie, a strikeout victim for out number one for Washington County. Going to bring up the bat number 12, Reese Mahalik. So Mahalik, a step in from the right-hand side of the plate with one out. Runner over at first base. And runner on the move from first down to second. He'll hit first, slide in there safely. So runner at second base now for Washington County. One out. So Mahalik back in there. Willis quickly throws, catches the outside corner for strike one. So that'll even up the count. One ball, one strike. One pitch is swung on and missed. Runner will take third base on the stolen base over there. So Castillo over at third. One out. One ball, two strike count on Mahalik. 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be fouled into the screen. Count stays at one ball, two strikes. So Willis looks into his catcher. He's got his sign. 1-2 pitch on its way. Off-speed pitch floats in there for strike three. Well, that's out number two for Washington County. He's going to bring up to bat number 17, Cooper Krennick. Krennic steps in with two outs, runner over at third base, pitch is on its way, swung on and fouled. It looks like a foul ball there off the catcher's mask. So runner was coming home there, thought it was pass ball, tried to fool us all here on that one. He'll have to trot on back down to third base. So no ball, one strike count now on Cooper Krennic. Pitch on its way, off-speed curveball drops in there for strike two. So quickly, two strikes on Krennic, two outs. And that pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, and that'll do it for Washington County here in the top half of the second inning. They do leave a runner stranded at third, and your score after one and a half. It's Brian Harvey 4, Washington County 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Wherever life has taken you, starting a business, buying a home, or managing your money on the go, Citizens State Bank is here for what's next. With modern digital tools, convenient services, and a team that knows you by name, we make banking fit your life. Backed by local people, local decisions, and over 100 years of trust. Learn more at csbtx.bank. Citizens State Bank, here for what's on your horizon. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park, Bryan, Texas, for sectional Little League action, 50-70 division, as Washington County taking on Brian Harvey tonight. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Brian Harvey with the early 4-0 lead over Washington County. As we get set here for action, Brian Harvey will be back at the top of their lineup as they did bat around in the first inning. Reese Mahalik came on in relief of Kingston Frankie in there and shut the door at the end to prevent any further damage that had happened, so limited the scoring to four runs. So that's where we stand now as we start play here in the bottom half of the second inning. Nice warm night out here at the ballpark. Very nice facilities over here in Bryan. You can see they've invested a lot of money over here at Midtown Park. So catcher throws it down to second base. And we're set for number 11 for Brian Harvey. He'll lead it off for them. Strikeout victim his first time up. The first pitch from Mahalik. Going to be in there for a strike. That's the name of the game here in these divisions in the league. Throw strikes. Rely on your defense to get the outs for you. So batter's going to square around the bun. He'll pull that back. And Mahalik's 0-1 pitch is going to go outside for ball one. So that evens the count up at one ball, one strike. So 1-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be just inside for ball two. Didn't miss by much. So two balls and one strike now. So Mahalik comes set. He's got a sign from his catcher. 2-1 is on its way. It's going to be inside for a ball. Moves the count out to 3-1. Hollick's got his sign. He's set. 3-1 pitch on its way. Going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball four. The pitch looked pretty good from my point of view as the runner's going to try and steal second base on the pitcher to throw over to second, and they're going to get him out at second base. As he went down the first base, tried to catch Washington County sleeping, but no sleeping job there by Washington County as they're able to throw the runner out over there at second base. So one out for Washington County. Going to bring up to bat number 3, T. Spence. So he reached in the first inning on a walk. First pitch coming is going to be swung on. This is fouled into the screen over to third base dugout, out of play. So nice defensive play there by Washington County. Gets the first out of the inning here as we're in the bottom half of the second inning. Reese Mahalik on the mound for Washington County. His 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be a pie for a ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 pitch coming. Going to tail off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So 2-1. Nobody on. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Mahalik a step off. Castillo wants to change the sign up a little bit. Gets him to step off there. So he'll come set. And that 2-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on, hit out the left field in deep. And that ball is gone. Home run for T. Spence for Brian Harvey. Talked about this a little bit in the pregame about the fences only being 225 over here. But Spence got all of that one as he hits it deep out the left field for a solo home run. And that'll push the score out to 5-0 now for Brian Harvey. So Castillo go out. He'll settle his pitcher down a little bit. Not much you can do with that one. Just a big swing there by Spence as he hits it out. Probably a 10-foot tall fence out there in the outfield, but still well over that fence up into the tree line behind the flagpoles out there in left center field. So umpire's going to come out and break up the visit on the mound. Stepping in for Brian Harvey is going to be number 5, Jay Newland. He singled his first time up. So Newland steps in, bats from the right side. Nobody on, one out. Brian Harvey with a 5-0 lead here in the bottom of the second. First pitch down low and outside for ball one. So 1-0 count. Nobody on. That 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is swung on, hit foul on the ground down the third baseline. Fielded over there by the coach as he tosses it back over to Mahalik on the mound. Stung his hand a little bit over there. He's grimacing a little bit. So pitch from Mahalik's on its way. This is swung on, hit down the left field line. This will be fair. It's going to get all the way to the fence. Left fielder's out there. He'll pick it up. Gets it back into the shortstop. Gets away from him a little bit as Sliding into third base will be Newland. So a double for Newland advances on the error over at shortstop by Washington County. So runner over at third base, one out. Going to bring up the bat, 00, L. Vaughn for Brian Harvey. So Vaughn steps in. He reached on a walk his first time up. Mahalik's first pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike one. So Mahalik's got a sign from Castillo. 0-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on, a little blooper. Going to land out there in front of the center fielder. Center fielder up with it. He'll try to throw home, but not in time. And advancing over to second base will be Vaughn as he slides in there safely. So RBI single for Vaughn is going to bring home run number 6 for Brian Harvey. And that's going to bring up to bat number 35, M. Willis. Willis, the pitcher for Brian Harvey. Steps in from the left-hand side of the plate. Runner over at second base. One out for Washington County here in the bottom half of the second inning. So first pitch is on its way. Just swung on, hit hard down the right field line. Right fielder's going to cut it off out there. He'll toss it in the second base, but RBI single there for Willis. So hard hit over there gets by the first baseman. So Willis will drive in another run for Brian Harvey as they push their lead out now to 6-0 here in the bottom half of the second inning. The runner over at first base is Willis. Stepping up to bat is number 27, L. Wallace. And runner's going to take off early, and they're going to throw to second base and sliding in safely will be Willis. So pitcher stepped off right there. Makes a good throw over there. Willis just able to slide underneath the tag over there at second base. So running out second base for Brian Harvey. One out here in the inning. Pitch is on its way. It's going to be up high for a ball one. So one ball, no strike count on Wallace. So Mahalik comes set. He's got a sign from Castillo. Pitch is on its way. Off-speed pitch swung on and missed for strike one. That'll even up the count at one ball, one strike. So Mahalik comes set. 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be outside for ball two. Takes the count out to 2-1. So runner over at second base. One out. Pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike two. Even up the count, 2-2. The runner gets his lead out at second base. 2-2 pitch on its way, going to be outside for ball three. Takes the count out to 3-2. Mahalik set, checks on his runner out at second base. 3-2 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike three. So out number two in the inning for Washington County. Going to bring up the bat number two, E. Wyatt. So Wyatt steps in. He reached on a base on balls back in the first inning. So two outs now, runner over at first base. Correction, second base. Mahalik comes set. His first pitch on its way, swung on, foul back into the net for strike one. So no balls and one strike count on Wyatt. He bats here for Brian Harvey in bottom of the second inning. 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is again swung on. This will be fouled out of play. Takes the count to no balls and two strikes. So 0-2 count, two outs, runner over at second base. Washington County trying to get out of the inning here in the bottom half of the second. Runner's going to take off, and they're going to call a balk on that one as the pitcher was already in his delivery to home plate as he stepped off over there. So runner over at third base now. That 0-2 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike three. So that'll do it for Brian Harvey here in the bottom of the second. But they're able to score three runs. And your score at the end of two, it's Brian Harvey 7, Washington County 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Hey! For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Attention baseball and softball fans, Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park in Bryan, Texas, as we've got sectional baseball action going on for you tonight. 50-70 baseball is stepping in here for Washington County to start it off in the top half of the third inning will be Elijah Fuller, and he'll take that first pitch in there for strike one. So 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two, so quickly 0-2. Willis still on the mound for Brian Harvey. Works very quickly on the mound. 0-2 pitch on its way outside for ball one. So that'll take the count out to one ball and two strikes. So Willis' 1-2 pitch is swung on. This is going to be hit out to right field. It's going to fall in there for a hit. So base hit out to right field for Elijah Fuller. So leadoff man aboard for Washington County here in the top half of the third inning. Going to bring up to bat number 13, Brody Service. So umpire needs a few fresh balls in there. He's running out a little bit. So Washington County with the leadoff man aboard here in the top half of the third. First pitch is on its way, and Service swings and misses at the off-speed pitch for strike one. So 0-1 pitch on its way. That's going to be inside for ball one. Evens the count at one ball, one strike. So Fuller over there at first base for Washington County. Base hit out to right field. Lead it off here in the top half of the third. 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be in there for a strike. Snap throw down to first. Sliding back in safely will be Fuller. So count goes out to one ball, two strikes. So Willis comes set, checks a runner, 1-2 pitch, swung on, a little tapper foul back into the screen. Count stays at 1-2. So Willis back on the rubber quickly, checks on the runner over at first. 1-2 pitch on its way, going to be called. Strike 3 on the inside corner. So out number 1 for Washington County. Going to take us back up to the... Going to bring up to bat. Let's, trying to get this number here for you. That's going to be number 8. Jake Church. So, second pitch on its way to Church is inside. Ball's going to get away from the first baseman over there, but they'll hold Fuller up at first base. Next pitch is swung on. Oh, popped up by the catcher, but the catcher's going to whiff at that. So new life there for Church. Take the count out to 2-1 now. So 2-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be a fastball. Catches the outside corner for strike 2. So evens up the count. 2-2. One out, runner over at first base for Washington County. 2-2 pitch on its way, swung on and fouled into the net. Count stays at 2-2. Willis comes set, tries a curveball. It's going to spin off the outside part of the plate for ball. Takes the count out to 3-2 now. Three-two pitch on its way. Going to be up and in for ball 4. So Churchill draw the walk. Fuller a hit down to second base. A runner's at first and second now. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County, number 3. The first pitch is up and outside to cross for ball 1. So next pitch crosses swinging, swings over the top of that one for strike 1. It's going to even up the count at 1-1. The cross is going to square around the bunt. He'll miss that one. Snap throw over to first base, trying to get Church off the bag over there. Not in time as he slides back in. The count 1-2 on Edward Cross. Next pitch is going to be up and outside for ball 2. So that evens up the count at 2-2. So 2-2 pitch on its way. Cross swings and misses for strike 3. So 2 outs now for Washington County in the inning. Is that now? That'll take us back up to the top of the lineup for number 44, Wyatt Schramm. So Schramm bats here, 2 outs, runners at first and second base. Washington County looking for their first run of the night. First pitch curveball catches the outside part of the plate for strike 1. A 0-1 count, pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike 2. So Willis a hit here, 0-2. Washington County with runners at first and second base, 2 outs. And that 0-2 pitch is going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball 1. Move the count out to 1-2. Willis working quickly. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike 3. And that'll do it for Washington County here in the top half of the third as they score no runs, leave two runners on base. And your score at the end of 2.5, it's Brian Harvey 7, Washington County 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park. And finally, the sun has set behind the trees out there, and we have relief from the heat of the sun. Felt like, I know it's, I told y'all it was 93, but it felt like 103 out here today sitting in the sun. And this should help the batter's eye a little bit, as the batters were looking directly into the sun on this field when you're playing. So Mahalik threw with his warm-up pitches, and Castillo toss it down to Kingston Frankie over at second base. And we're all set here for the bottom of the third as Washington County trails it 7-0 here, leading it off for Brian Harvey. Number 8, Pritchard. So Pritchard will step in from the right-hand side. And Mahalik comes set. First pitch on its way, swung on. Long fly ball hit down the left field side. It's going to be foul and out of play. So Pritchard jumping all over that first pitch fastball he saw. He hits it a long ways, but hits it foul down the left field side. So no balls and one strike count on Pritchard. So Mahalik comes set. 0-1 pitch on the way. Swung on. This one's popped up over to third base side. Going to be just out of play, out of the reach of the third baseman over there. So count will go to no balls and two strikes. So Washington County looking for a quick inning here. First couple of innings have been a little shaky for them as Brian Harvey's on top 7-0. Next pitch swung on and missed on the curveball for strike three. So strikeout victim is Pritchard for out number one here. It's going to bring up to bat for Brian Harvey number 13, Kingsbury. So Kingsbury will step in. He was a strikeout victim back in the first inning for Reese Mahalik as he comes set. His first pitch is on its way, going to be tail off the outside part of the plate for ball one. So one ball, no strike count, one out here. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. 1-0 pitch is on its way, going to be bouncing there just low for ball two. Count goes out to two balls and no strike. The Mahalik said he's got a sign from his catcher. 2-0 pitch on its way. Going to be down low again for ball three. So count goes out to three balls and no strike. 3-0 pitch on its way. Going to be up and in for ball four. So base on balls for Kingsbury as he hits on over to first base. Going to bring up to bat for Brian Harvey, number one, Salazar. So he steps in, also a strikeout victim his first time up. First pitch on its way. Good fastball right down the middle for strike one. So runner over at first base for Brian Harvey. One out. And we're going to have another conversation on the mound between pitcher and catcher. As we're going to go over some signs here as about the fourth or fifth mound visit so far for Castillo out there. And it looks like we're going to be done as we're headed back. And ready to go here. So Salazar stepped back in. He's got a no ball, one strike count. Runner over at first base with one out. So Mahalik comes set. 1-0 pitch on. 0-1 pitch on its way in there for strike two. Takes the count out to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch on its way. Swung on. This is pop foul right here above me. Going to roll off on the backside of the covered bleachers over here. Count stays. No balls and two strikes on Salazar. Mahalik's got his sign. Comes set. Checks on his runner over at first. 0-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike number three. So two outs in the inning. Going to take us back up to the top of the lineup for Brian Harvey. Number 11 up to bat for Brian Harvey. He was a strikeout victim his first time up. Drew a walk second time up. So Mahalik comes set. First pitch on its way. Going to be up and in. It's going to clip him on the shoulder. So Scott a hit on over to first base on the hit by pitch. Kingsbury goes over to second base. He's going to bring up the bat number three, T. Spence. Spence with a big home run his last time up as he hit it over the left center field fence for a solo shot. So runners now at first and second base, two outs. Mahalik comes set. First pitch on his way to Spence. He's going to hit another high ball out to left field. This one's deep. Going back, going back. It's going to be off of the wall. So two runs are going to score. So Spence has hit it around second base. He's coming in the third, and he'll pull up the third base with a triple. So two-run triple there for Spence for Brian Harvey. Going to push their lead out now to 9-0. So that's going to bring up to bat number five, Jay Newland. So runner over at third base, two outs. Mahalik pitch knocked down by Castillo. Going to hold the runner over at third base. Nice job back there by Castillo stopping that ball way outside and batter's box, reaches out there and knocks it down. So Mahalik looks in, got his sign. 1-0 pitch is on its way, going to be swung on and missed for strike one. That'll even the count at one ball, one strike. Mahalik back on the rubber. Checks on the runner over at third base. 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on and fouled back into the screen for strike two. So count goes to one ball, two strike. Two outs in the inning. Runner over at third base. Mahalik checks that runner at third. 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on. Hit right back at me in the screen here. So count stays one ball, two strikes. So batter steps back in the box. Hollick's got a sign from the catcher. Checks on that runner at third. 1-2 pitch on its way. Curveball swung on and missed for strike three. And that'll do it for Brian Harvey here in the bottom of the third. But they're able to score two more runs as they take a 9-0 lead at the end of three. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park. Washington County versus Brian Harvey, 50-70 baseball action. Washington County trailing it here as we start playing the top half of the fourth inning. First pitch is on its way to Parker Adams as he'll swing and foul that off to the net on the right-hand side for strike one. So no ball, one strike count on Parker Adams as he leads it off for Washington County here in the top of the fourth. And that 0-1 pitch is outside for ball one. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So Willis working quickly again. 1-1 pitch on his way down low for ball two. So count goes to two balls and one strike. So 2-1 pitch coming, swung on, fouled into the net over to the right side. Going to even up that count at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 pitch coming now. Off-speed pitch. Going to duck out of the way of that one. Count goes to three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 pitch on its way, swung on. This is hit over to third base. Third baseman's up with it. He'll throw over to first. It's going to get away. Adams has hit it to second base as the right fielder will back it up down there, first baseline. So Adams leads off the top of the fourth inning for Washington County with a infield single there. Advances to second on the pass ball. Going to bring up the bat number 43, Foster Parker. And first pitch is in there for a strike. So 0-1 pitch coming, fastball swung on, foul back into the screen. Takes the count out to no balls and two strikes now. So leadoff batter aboard for Washington County. Parker Adams over there, second base. The 0-2 pitch inside for ball one. So that'll take the count out to one ball, two strikes. 1-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. So out number one for Washington County here in the top half of the fourth. going to bring up to bat number 10, Ronald Castillo. And coach over here checking pitch count real quick. Going to go out and have a conversation with his pitcher out there. So not sure what the pitch count allowances are here in the 50-70 group, but I'm sure they're a little bit different than the major boys. So mound visit over with. And Willis will stay in on the mound. The umpire is going to break up the catcher-pitcher conference. And we're all set for action here as Castillo steps in for Washington County. He's got one out, runner over at second base. So Willis still on the mound for Brian Harvey. First pitch coming is a curveball in there for a strike one. So counting no balls and one strike on Castillo. 0-1 pitch on its way. Runner on the move, and this is fouled off his foot. That's going to sting a little bit. So that's going to take the count. No balls and two strikes. Runner over at second base. One out for Washington County. 0-2 pitch on its way to Castillo is swung on, foul back off the catcher's mask. So count will stay, no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch on its way outside for a ball, and scooting over to third base is Parker Adams. So Adams with the stolen base is over at third base now with one out.
Y'all want to come with me?
The pitch on his way to Castillo is going to be a foul ball as Castillo ducks underneath that one, but it catches part of the bat and tips foul back into the screen. So Castillo back in there. 1-2 pitch is on its way, and this is swung on, head out to left field. That's going to be a base hit. That'll score the first run for Washington County as Parker Adams comes home to score. Castillo over at first base with a single. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County, Kingston Frankie. So this is going to bring a mound visit from Brian Harvey out to the pitcher's mound, and looks like that's going to do it for Willis as we'll have a pitching change, and with that pitching change we'll send it back to the studios for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TillemanHomes.com.
Insurance.com to make your building visions come to life.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
And welcome back to Midtown Park in Bryan, Texas, as we've got Washington County Little League action for you tonight. Washington County trails it here in the top half of the fourth inning, 9-1. Pitching change for Brian Harvey as number 2, E. Myatt, comes in to pitch. He'll be facing Kingston Frankie. So Frankie will step in with a runner over at first base and one out. Washington County trails it 9-1. First pitch on its way, going to be inside, get away from the catcher. Castillo's going to hit on over to second base. So runner in scoring position now for Washington County. They're going to chip away at that 9-1 lead that Brian Harvey has. So next pitch gets away from the catcher. Castillo's going to scoot on over to third base. So two pitches, two wild pitches by Myatt. So Frankie hit, two balls and no strikes. 2-0 pitches on its way. It's going to be down low for ball three. Count goes 3 balls and no strikes now on Frankie. Only one out in the inning for Washington County. 3-0 pitch swung on. This will be hit over to second base. Second baseman's going to field it. He'll try and come home. Not in time, as Castillo's going to slide underneath that tag for run number 2 for Washington County. So Frankie will reach over at first base on the fielder's choice there by the second baseman. Second baseman made a nifty play to come up with that short hop there. Chose to try and cut Castillo down at home, not nowhere near in time. So Frankie over at first base with one out, and pitch to Reese Mahalik in there for strike one. So Frankie over at first base, one out. Next pitch swung on by Mahalik. He'll hit it to first. First baseman to throw to second for one. No throw back to first base, so out over at second base will be Frankie for out number 2 on the 3-6 put out. Reese Mahalik pulls in at first base on the fielder's choice. Going to bring up to bat number 17, Cooper Krennic. So Krennic steps in with 2 outs now in the inning. First pitch to Krennic is outside for ball 1. The 1-0 pitch on its way, going to be up and in for ball 2. So 2-ball, no strike count now on Krennic. That 2-0 pitch is on its way outside for ball 3. So Krennic quickly ahead, 3 balls and no strikes. And that 3-0 pitch coming in there for a strike. Runner takes off to second, and he'll steal that easily. So count 3 balls and 1 strike on Cooper Krennic. Runner now over at second base with 2 outs. Runner on the move again. This is going to be hit out in the right field for a base hit. So that's going to score another run for Washington County. So Cooper Krennic with the RBI single to right field. Going to bring up the bat number 99, Elijah Fuller. So Fuller had a single his first time up. So first pitch coming to him is going to be down and away for ball 1. The 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is swung on, a little tapper foul down the first base side, out of play. That'll even up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch is on its way, going to catch the outside corner with the fastball for strike two. A 1-ball, 2-strike count, 2 outs, runner over at first. Washington County cut into that Brian Harvey lead. They trail it 9-3 here in the top of the fourth. Pickoff move over at first base, and they're going to get him over there. So out over at first base for out number 3 is Cooper Krennic on the pickoff, and that'll do it for Washington County here in the top of the fourth, but they're able to score 3 runs, and your score at the end of 3.5, Brian Harvey 9, Washington County 3, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Looking for a bank that rewards you to get started? At Citizens State Bank, opening a new checking or savings account comes with something extra, a complimentary gift just for you. With local people, local decisions, and service you can trust, we've been helping our neighbors manage their banking needs since 1925. Stop by any CSB location or visit csbtx.bank/newaccountpromo for requirements and eligible accounts. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back, everybody, out here to Bryan, Texas Midtown Park. Washington County taking on Brian Harvey tonight. Brian Harvey with the lead 9-3 as we start play here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Washington County able to score 3 runs in the top half of the fourth to cut into Brian Harvey's lead. So leading it off for Brian Harvey is going to be number 00 here, L. Vaughn. So Vaughn steps in from the right-hand side of the plate. Mahalik still on the mound for Washington County. As we get ready to go here in the bottom half of the fourth. So Mahalik set. And first pitch is on its way to Vaughn. And that's going to be up high for ball one. So 1-ball, no strike count. First batter here in the bottom half of the fourth inning for Brian Harvey. 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and missed for strike one. That evens up the count at 1-ball, 1-strike. So Mahalik looks in, gets a sign from Castillo. 1-1 pitch on its way, going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn will stride back in there with the 2-1 count. 2-1 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on and missed for strike two. So count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. First batter for Brian Harvey here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. They lead it 9-3. 2-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on. This is going to be hit back up the middle. Kingston Frankie over with the play. Throws on the first base for the out. So out number one on the 6-3 put out. Going to bring up to bat for Brian Harvey, number 35, M. Willis. So Willis a step in. Left-handed batter. Willis's last time up had a hard single down the right field line, drove in a run. So Mahalik's first pitch to Willis on his way. This is hit hard. Fielded on the mound there by Mahalik. He'll throw on over to first base for the out. So nice play there on the mound by Reese Mahalik. So two outs now for Brian Harvey here is going to bring up to bat number 27. Wallace, he was a strikeout victim his last time up. So first pitch on its way, swung on and fouled over, out of play to the right side. Washington County getting what they need this inning. Two quick outs. Get back in there to bat, try and trim that lead. Pitcher set, pitches on its way. Threw that one right at me back here. Just a little bit high, gets over the catcher's glove, back into the screen. So Mahalik comes set. Pitches on its way. This is swung on. This is going to be grounded over to Kingston Frankie at shortstop. He's up with it. On the first for out number three. So three up, three down, inning for Washington County. No runs. So your score at the end of four innings of play. It's Brian Harvey 9, Washington County 3. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League sectional tournament.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park and Bryan as we've got Washington County Little League 50-70 baseball action going on for you as we start the top half of the fifth inning here. Washington County trailing it 9-3. Leading it off for Washington County is going to be number 99, Elijah Fuller. So Fuller steps in. He was at bat when Cooper Krennic got picked off in the last inning to end the inning for Washington County. So Fuller steps back in. He had a single his first time up. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one. So Fuller, the leadoff batter for Washington County here. Next pitch swung on again and missed for strike two. So Fuller down, no balls and two strikes here. So 0-2 pitch on its way. Going to be inside for ball one. Count a move out to one ball, two strikes now. So pitcher set, 1-2 pitch. Down and in for ball two. So count even now, 2-2. Myatt still on the mound for Brian Harvey. Came on in relief of Willis. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. So Elijah Fuller will go down on strikes for out number one for Washington County in the top half of the fifth inning. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County number 13, Brody Service. So service stip in here with one out, nobody on. So Myatt comes set. First pitch coming, swung on and missed by service for strike one. So count no balls and one strike, one out in the inning. Next pitch, fastball, catches the outside part of the plate for strike two. So Myatt hit a service, no balls and two strikes. 0-2 pitch is on its way, swung on and missed for strike three. So that'll bring up to bat number eight, Jake Church. And looks like we're going to have a pitching change here. I guess we're playing pitch count numbers here as we're going to get a little pitching change going on. So we'll keep it right here on the pitching change as 00. L. Vaughn coming in to pitch for Brian Harvey. So everybody's going to play the pitching game numbers now, probably going forward here. That's possibly two games yet to play tomorrow, depending on what happens in here tonight of who the winner is and who the loser will be. Best two out of three series here. Only two teams in the sectional tournament here in the 50-70 division. So 50-70 baseball, only baseball team left for Washington County in the sectionals, other than the minor boys who were playing at 7 o'clock tonight. Have not heard what they've done over there tonight. So they're playing over in Brenham. So two teams still alive for Washington County in baseball. Of course, major girls softball has already advanced to the state tournament, which will be held in Rosenberg starting next week. So it did a couple of those major girls games when they were playing in the district tournament. They should have some pretty good matchups down there in softball with those teams out of the other three regions in Texas East Little League. And we're all set, ready to go here as Jake Church will step in. He steps in the bat with two outs in the inning, nobody on. First pitch to Church is going to be inside and clip him right in the foot. So first pitch, hit by batter, gets first base. So runner on first base for Washington County. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County, Edward Cross. So Cross steps in from the left side, first pitch up and away. Going to get away from the catcher, and Church is going to scoot on down to second base. So Cross steps back in. Swung on and missed at the 1-0 offering. Evens the count up at one ball, one strike. So Vaughn's 1-1 pitch is going to be down low for ball two. Count will go out to two balls and one strike. 2-1 pitch up high, ball three. So count out to 3-1 on Edward Cross. Jake Church over at second. He's going to take off for third. Cross swings and misses at the next pitch. Throw down to third base is going to get Church for the third out of the inning. So strikeout, throw out to end it for Washington County, and that'll do it here in the top half of the fifth. And your score at the end of 4.5 innings of play, Brian Harvey 9, Washington County 3. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. Wish never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our American dream is ice cream.
Red, White, and Bluebell is our strawberry ice cream loaded with strawberries, alongside creamy vanilla and blueberry ice cream with real blueberries. A full half gallon of Red, White, and Blue ice cream. Feel free to celebrate.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and select Dollar General stores.
Summertime is color time. This summer, why not spend your time off with a home improvement project? You can use this time to try one of the most popular DIY projects, painting. And you can find your favorite color with one of America's most popular paints, Benjamin Moore. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com. That's the PaintW.com.
And welcome back here to Midtown Park as we're set for bottom of the fifth inning action. Leading it off for Brian Harvey is going to be E. Myatt, who came on to pitch in that last inning. So he'll lead it off here for Brian Harvey. On the mound yet for Washington County is Reese Mahalik. He's still out there. Came on relief of Kingston Frankie back in the first inning. So first pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is going to be hit right back up the middle for a base hit. So first pitch swinging was Myatt, and he'll send a single right back up the middle. So leadoff batter aboard for Brian Harvey here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and they lead it 9-3. Coming up to bat is number 8, Prestwood, for Brian Harvey. So Mahalik will check on his runner over at first base. Looks in, gets a sign from Castillo. Pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on and missed for strike one. So no ball, one strike count. Runner over at first base. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the fifth inning for Brian Harvey. So 0-1 pitch on its way. Going to be down for ball. So count evens up at one ball, one strike. So Mahalik looks in and gets a sign from his catcher. Check on that runner over at first base. Pitch on its way outside for ball two. So count moves out to 2-1. Runner over at first base, nobody out. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Washington County trailing in here 9-3. So 2-1 pitch on its way. This is going to be swung on and fouled into the screen. So that'll even up the count, 2-2. So Castillo gets a sign from over at the dugout, relays that out to Mahalik on the mound. He comes set, checks on the runner. 2-2 pitch on its way, going to be just low. Umpire wanted to call that one. Almost picked that right arm up and said strike three, but that's going to push it out to ball three. Takes the count out to 3-2. So Castillo is going to get Mahalik to step off. Didn't like the sign combination they had going. 3-2 count. And that 3-2 pitch is on its way. Off speed pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. So that'll be out number one for Brian Harvey here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. He's going to bring up to bat number 13, Kingsbury. So he steps up with one out, runner over at first base. Mahalik comes set, first pitch on his way, swung on, fouled out of play over to the right side. So count, no balls and one strike, runner over at first base, one out. Castillo lays the sign. Hollick checks his runner. Pitch on its way, going to be inside for ball one. Count now one ball, one strike. Pitcher comes set and check the runner. Pitch on its way, going to tail off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So Mahalik tried a curveball there, just spun off the outside part of the plate. Pushed the count out to two balls and one strike. Two-one pitch on its way, swung on. This is going to be hit up the middle. Kingston Frankie up with it. Flips over to second for one. Back to first, not in time. But out at second base will be Myatt for out number two on the 6-4 flip. Safe on the fielder's choice over at first base is Kingsbury. Going to bring up the bat for Brian Harvey, number one, Salazar. So runner over at first base, two outs. Pitch on its way, going to be down low, blocked there by Castillo. Keeps it in front, keeps the runner over at first base. Mahalik's got a sign. He's going to check the runner over at first. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on. Hit back up the middle. That's going to get out in the center field for a base hit. Could be a play at second base here. They toss it over to second, but not in time. As the center fielder came in, tried to get the force play out at second base. So single for Salazar. Going to push Kingsbury over to second. Going to take us back to the top of the lineup for Brian Harvey to M. Scott. He struck out, had a walk, and hit by a pitch. So first pitch is on its way. That's going to be down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. Runner, second base, two outs. Pitch on its way, going to be outside for ball two. So Washington County looking for that third out here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second. 1-0 pitch on its way in there for a strike. And that'll even up the count. Correction, that'll take the count. Two balls and one strike. So Mahalik comes set, checks his runners. 2-1 pitch on its way. Going to be in there for strike two. So count now two balls and two strikes. And they'll try and pick off play out at second base. Not in time as the runner sneaks his foot back in there. So Castillo relays the sign. 2-2 pitch on its way. Off speed, floats right in there for strike three, and that'll do it for Brian Harvey here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So no runs, no one hit, two runners left on base, and your score at the end of five, it's Brian Harvey 9, Washington County 3, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we're honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine in on and off the field.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
And welcome back to Midtown Park over here in Bryan as we're starting the top half of the sixth inning. Washington County trailing it 9-3. Bryan Harvey with the 9-3 lead here. We start in the top half of the sixth inning. Leading it off for Washington County is going to be number three, Edward Cross. So Cross, a stiff end, left-handed batter. Faced a right-handed pitcher for Bryan Harvey as we get set and underway here in the top half of the sixth inning. Started out as a hot, sunny day. It's turned into a rather pleasant evening at the ballpark. Nice little breeze blowing out to left field. The first pitch is on its way to Cross, and that's going to be in there for a strike. So no ball, one strike count on Edward Cross. So Cross takes the next pitch outside corner for strike two. So count quickly 0-2 on Cross. 0-2 pitch is going to be down in the dirt for ball one. The count goes to one ball, two strikes. Leadoff batter here in the top half of the sixth inning for Washington County. That pitch is going to hit the plate and bounce up over the umpire and catcher back into the screen. So it evens up the count, two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 pitch up and outside for ball three. So 3-2 count on Edward Cross. He leads it off for Washington County here in the top half of the sixth, and he'll take that pitch for strike three. As Cross will be a strikeout victim. So out number one for Washington County. That'll push us back up to the top of the lineup to Wyatt Schramm. So Schramm will step in with one out here in the top half of the sixth inning with Washington County trailing it 9-3. So Vaughn's pitch is in there for strike one. So Vaughn back up on the rubber. 0-1 pitch swung on a little tapper. Pitcher's going to come over and field it. He'll toss on over to first base and get Schramm by a couple steps for out number two. So that's going to bring up number eight, Parker Adams. So Adams will step in with two outs and nobody on. Had a single his last time up, scored a run. So Vaughn's first pitch to Parker Adams goes outside for ball one. So 1-0 pitch outside and down for ball two. So Vaughn quickly back up on the rubber. 2-0 pitch on its way. That's going to be up high and inside for ball three. So Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes on Parker Adams. Next pitch is going to float in there for a strike. Push the count out to 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be up high for ball 4. So Parker Adams will draw a walk. Going to bring up number 43, Foster Parker. So Parker go down and have a conversation with his third base coach over there. He'll stroll back to the plate, step in the box. Runner over at first base, 2 outs. Stepping off and throwing over to first. That's going to get away from the first baseman. So Parker Adams heads down to second base. As they toss it back into the infield, it's going to get away from him, but backed up there by the left fielder on that throw. So Parker Adams pulls in to second base on the pickoff attempt over at first. So pitch on its way to Foster Parker. It's going to be inside for a ball. So Vaughn quickly comes set. Pitch is on its way. Going to be in there for a strike. Going to take the count out to 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1 pitch coming. This is swung on a little tapper down the third baseline. Foul and out of play. So count a push out to 1 ball and 2 strikes. ABC. So 1 ball, 2 strike count on Foster Parker. 2 outs, runner over at second base. Washington County batting here in the top half of the sixth inning, and they trail it 9-3. So 1-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on and missed for strike 3. And that'll be the 3rd out of the inning. So that'll do it for Washington County here in the top half of the sixth, as they scored no runs and leave a runner on base. And your score at the end of 5.5, it's Brian Harvey 9, Washington County 3, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Saturday mornings at the ballpark, team pictures, extra innings, post-game ice cream. Those are the moments kids remember. And you can keep making memories long after the final out with a family getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park in Chapel Hill. Peaceful, family-friendly, and the perfect place to unwind. The season may only last a few months, but family memories last forever. Make your next getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park. Proud sponsor of tonight's Little League game.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back to Midtown Park as we get set for action here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Leading it off, Brian Harvey's going to be T. Spence. He's reached on a base on balls, hit a home run over the left center field fence, and had a 2 RBI triple to follow that up. So Reese Mahalik still on the mound for Washington County. Looks like he's going to probably go the distance here as Washington County trails it 9-3 here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Mahalik finishing up his warm-up tosses out there as we get set to play here in the bottom of the sixth. And here's the throw down to second base where we're ready to roll here. And we'll have a little conference before we get set over here. Catcher's going to go out and have a few words with his pitcher. And the umpire's going to walk out there and break this one up. He's set. He's ready to go. Batter's ready to go. And we're ready to get underway here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So Castilla gives a sign. And first pitch on its way here in the bottom of the sixth is swung on and missed for strike one. So no ball, one strike count on Spence for Brian Harvey as he leads it off for them here in the bottom of the sixth. The 0-1 pitch is on its way, swung on and missed for strike two. So count quickly, no balls and two strikes. Catcher relays the sign. He's turn around and ask the umpire something. And now he's going to call time. So we'll get all reset here. No ball, two strike count. I think Mahalik having a difficult time seeing the signs, and now we're going to get a timeout from the Washington County coach as they're going to get together with pitcher and catcher and work on getting their signs figured out there. Probably getting a little bit darker out there on the field. Looked like Mahalik having a tough time picking up the sign from his catcher there. So second game underway behind us in the major division back there. And conference over at the mound. So Castilla work his way back to the plate here. Spence will step back in for Brian Harvey with a no-ball, two-strike count. Lead-off batter for them here in the bottom of the sixth. 0-2 pitch on his way. Swung on and missed for strike three. So out number one for Brian Harvey here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. He's going to bring up to bat number five, Jay Newland. So Newland steps in. He's got a single and a double. First pitch is going to be just inside for ball one. So one ball, no strike count. Newland bats here for Brian Harvey with one out, nobody on in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Pitch is on its way and fouled back into the screen. Going to even up the count at one ball, one strike. So Newland steps back in. 1-1 pitch is on its way. In there, catches the outside corner for strike two. So count now, one ball, two strikes. Hollick comes set. 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be up and nip him in the shoulder. Roll down to the belt and catches the ball there. So hit batter for Newland. Going to put him over at first base. Going to bring up to bat for Brian Harvey, 00 L. Vaughn. So Vaughn steps in with one out, runner over at first base. Brian Harvey leads it 9-3 in the bottom half of the sixth. Runner on the move at first. Pitches in there for a strike. No throw down to second base. So runner pretty much had that base stolen, so no throw down there by Castillo. So 0-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be outside for ball one. Kind of tighten up. Even up at one ball, one strike. So Mahalik's got a sign from his catcher. 1-1 pitch on its way, swung on, fouled back into the net. Count goes to one ball, two strikes. Mahalik comes set. He'll check on that runner out at second base. 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to tail just off the outside. Runner halfway down to third. Next snap throw back to second. Not in time. The runner able to slide underneath that tag there. So count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. One out in the inning, runner over at second base for Brian Harvey. 2-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be just down for ball three. So close pitch there. Going to take the count out full, three balls and two strikes. Mahalik's got a sign. Check that runner. 3-2 pitch on its way. Curveball is going to float in there. Called strike three. So two outs in the inning now for Washington County. Going to bring up to bat number 35, M. Willis. Willis started out pitching for Brian Harvey in the first couple innings. Reached the pitch count that coach had him set on, and they pulled him out and relieved. With Myatt. Myatt came on the pitch for Brian Harvey. He threw one inning, and then he's been relieved by Vaughn. But Willis bats here in the bottom half of the sixth inning with two outs, runner at second base. First pitch is going to be up and in for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. Willis, a tall left-handed batter, facing the right-handed pitcher, Mahalik. Pitch on its way, swung on, a little tapper over to second base. Second baseman up with it, tosses on over to first base for the out. So no runs and no hits. One runner left on base for Brian Harvey. And your score at the end of six innings of play, it's Brian Harvey 9, Washington County 3. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC in Brenham has served this area for over 40 years, specializing in residential, commercial, and industrial plumbing, fixtures, and supplies. They stock Rheem water heaters and Delta and American Standard brand fixtures. For repairs, remodeling, or new construction, your needs will be met at Whitner Plumbing. Call Whitner Plumbing at 836-3700 or stop by their office at 1806 South Market in Brenham. Whitner Plumbing is proud to support the Washington County Little League. License number RMPL 9220.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Howdy folks, Boo Christensen here with Hody Real Estate at 112 West Main in Brenham. Look forward to serving all your real estate needs, including residential, farm and ranch, and commercial. Hody Real Estate will get your property the maximum exposure, and of course I will give you the ultimate service that you've come to expect in your real estate transactions. Stop by Hody Real Estate on Main Street in downtown Brenham, or give me a call at 979-277-8426.
And welcome back to Midtown Park as we start play here. Top of the seventh inning, do or die for Washington County here. They trail it 9-3 as we start play here in the top half of the seventh. Leading it off for Washington County is going to be Ronald Castillo. So Castillo, a step in. First pitch on its way is going to be inside corner, called strike one. So new pitcher on the mound for Brian Harvey is going to be L. Wallace. He'll come on in relief of pitcher number four for Brian Harvey tonight. So the 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on. This is going to be tapped over to third. Third baseman's up with it. Throws on over to first base for out number one. So nice play over there by the third baseman for Brian Harvey. Is a high chopper. He waits for it to come down. Strong throw over to first base for out number one. So that's going to bring up to bat for Washington County, Kingston Frankie. First pitch is on its way. Called strike one. Clipped the lower part of that outside corner. So 0-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on. This is a line drive. Hit out to the gap in right center field. That's going to go all the way to the fence. Frankie's going to round first. He's hit it in the second base. Throw to second will be not in time, as Frankie's going to slide in safely with a double. So coast play out there at second base, but Frankie able to slide underneath the tag there. Hard hit ball out there to the gap in right center field. Played well out there by the outfielders, by Brian Harvey. They got it in fairly quickly, but Frankie able to slide in with the double. So he's at second base with one out. Going to bring up the bat Reese Mahalik. First pitch is going to be up and outside for a ball. The 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be inside and clip him right there on the left leg as he heads on down to first base on the hit by pitch. So that's going to bring up to bat number 17, Cooper Krennic. So Krennic will come up to bat with runners at first and second base, one out. Washington County's trailing it here 9-3 in the top half of the seventh inning, looking for some runs. So first pitch on its way, going to be fastball right down the middle in there for strike one. So Wallace quickly back on the mound. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled off the screen to the right. So Krennic down in the count, no balls and two strikes. So that 0-2 pitch is on its way up high for ball one. So Krennic had a single his last time up, drove in a run. One-two pitch on its way, swung on, down first base. First baseman picks it up, steps on first. He'll throw it all the way across the third. It's going to get away from the third baseman. And scoring on the play will be Kingston Frankie. One unassisted on the put out over at first base. But Frankie able to score as they try to throw behind him over at third. Going to bring up to bat number 99, Elijah Fuller. So first pitch to Fuller is going to be inside for a ball. count, one ball, no strike, two outs now. Washington County down to their last out. Next pitch, runner's on the move, and he'll steal easily. That throw is going to go out into left field. Left fielder there, though, to back it up. So Mahalik easily steals third base, and catcher tries to throw down there and sings it out in the left field, but left fielder there to back up the throw. So Fuller steps back in. Pitch is on its way up high for ball two. So two ball, no strike count now on Elijah Fuller. The 2-0 pitch is going to be outside corner called strike one. So two balls and one strike. So Wallace's pitch is on its way, going to be inside corner, called strike two. A 2-2 count, two outs, runner over at third base. Washington County trails it 9-4. 2-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be called strike three. So Fuller, a strikeout victim, and that'll end it for Washington County, and that'll be our ball game as Washington County loses game one here to Brian Harvey 9-4. And we'll be back with post-game show after a word from our sponsors.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Every Little Leaguer dreams of rounding the bases and making it home. And just like baseball, some of life's greatest memories happen there. Family dinners, backyard games, and cheering each other on. When you're ready to build a home where those moments last a lifetime, choose Redstone Custom Homes. The best runs end at home, and so do the best days. Redstone Custom Homes, built on faith, built on vision, built for you. Call Redstone Custom Builders today.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
In a world where banks are bought, sold, and renamed, one thing still matters: who you trust with your banking needs. At Citizens State Bank, our name hasn't changed, and neither has our commitment to our community. Local people, local decisions, real relationships. We've been your hometown bank for over 100 years, and we're not going anywhere. Citizens State Bank, proudly serving our community since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more.
And welcome back out here to Midtown Park. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. So Washington County loses game one over here tonight. 9-4 to Brian Harvey. So that sets the stage for tomorrow night, as tomorrow night's game will get started at 6 o'clock. If Brian Harvey wins that game, they are the sectional champions and advance on to the state tournament. Washington County wins. We'll play another one 30 minutes after that, and we'll have that game right here for you on KWHI. Pregame show at 5:30. First pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock, so we'll be on an hour earlier than we were tonight. So for Washington County tonight, just not enough hitting to overcome the first couple innings of Brian Harvey. They scored all their runs in the first three innings, and then Washington County settled down and played the defense and got good pitching there from Reese Mahalik at the end. But just not enough runs able to put on the board for Washington County as they lose it tonight 9-4. And so for Stephen Drain over here and Brian, for Grayson back at the studios turning all the knobs, we'll see everyone tomorrow, and good night.
Thank you, Stephen. And this broadcast of the Washington County Little League All-Star Game was made possible by Dominant Associates, Woodson Lumber Company, Schleider Furniture and Mattress, Glenn College, Cody Real Estate, Bluebell Creamery, Wellman Insurance, BBR Materials, Mr. Windshield, Citizens State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Kinder Tile, Felder's Buy and Buy, Boo Christenin with Hody Real Estate, K&H Portable Toilets, Burden Friends and Neighbors, Computer Helpers, La Morella's Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Plan North Architecture, H-E-B in Brenham, Bilski Water Well Service, Brenham National Bank, Whitner Plumbing, Nicholson Lake Road RV Park, Whataburger in Brenham, Timmelman General Contractors, Seidel Schrader, Miller Electric, The Paint Warehouse, Double D Glass Services, Almond Dentistry, Guadalajara Restaurant, Redstone Custom Homes, and Thrivent Financial Group. Again, the final score in the sectional Little League All-Stars was Brian Harvey beating Washington County 9-4. Make sure you stay tuned this week for all the Little League action coming at you here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. This is Grayson, and this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Good night, everybody.